That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Make You Win Movie Pack. Okay. Take it up high. What's going on, good people? Welcome back to Minions Movie Pass. On this episode, I watched the movie 5 Feet Apart. And this movie was a little life-changing, man. Not going front, man. Yes. Don't forget to rate and review and subscribe. Tell 17 people on the way to work. Tell 17 people, yo, don't forget your mustache.
Yeah, this one's for the ladies out there. Yeah, smooth. Yeah. Let's go. Yes. Welcome back. I'm your host, Minuin. Welcome back to the Movie Pass. Shout out to my people in the UK. Shout out to my people in New York. Yeah, all my people in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and Harlem. Yeah. Up there in Yonkers, my people in the Bronx. Yeah. My people in Atlanta. My people in College Park. Yeah. East Point, Lake Fork, McPherson, Little Five Points.
Also, shout out to my people out in Russia. Got a lot of Russians hitting me up, and I appreciate y'all. And my people out in Bangladesh, as always, Bangladesh has been hitting me heavy. I gotta go to Bangladesh to kick it with y'all. People in the Philippines, my people in South Korea. Let's get it. Yeah. On this episode, I watched a movie, 5 Feet Apart. I said 5 Feet Apart. Hey, 5 Feet Apart. Oh, I said 5 Feet Apart. Hey. We're not 6 feet, nope. We're not 7 feet, nah. Okay, I gotta turn this down. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I really appreciate y'all for checking out the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe, all those beautiful things. Hope all is well with you and yours. And let's get right into it. The ratings on this movie. IMDb gave this movie 7.1 out of 10. Rotten Tomato gave this movie 54%. The People gave this movie 81%. Metacritic gave this movie 53%. And overall, Google users gave this movie 97%. Damn, Rotten Tomato, 54? And the People gave it 81. That, you know, when I see stuff like that, I think, like, it's a major disconnect between the people and the industry. Because what did I read? This critic said, 5 Feet Apart feels like a movie that's somewhat out of place, searching for an audience that won't be found.
What the fuck did he did?
What? Do you even know what the movie's about? The movie is not searching for an audience. The movie has its own audience, because the movie is about cystic fibrosis. It's a chronic genetic disorder that affects the lungs. It limits a person's breathing. It also creates a threatening amount of mucus within the lungs and in other organs. So people that deal with CF or cystic fibrosis, they are going to watch this movie and they're a fan of it because they're dealing with stuff like this. And people and the parents and the families that deal with this disorder are gonna naturally come towards this movie. So I don't know, a fan base?
I don't know where that critic was coming from, but it just shows the disconnect between the critic and the industry of a movie. Now,
this movie is starring Haley Lou Richardson. You might have known her from the movie Split, and Cole Sprouse from the 1999 movie Big Daddy with Adam Sandler. And he's been in other stuff since then, but that's the movie that I remember him from, because I remember his face looking familiar, but I was like, who is this guy? Boom, he's from Adam Sandler's movie back in 99. I was like, oh, okay. And the lady Kim Herbert Gregory, she played a nurse in the movie. She was great. She just reminded me of my aunt, or like my family for some reason. Not because she was black, because she just had that energy of just wanting to take care of people, you know? She felt like one of my aunts, or my mom in a way. So she was great. She's also, well, she's in the movie, well, not really a movie, it's a TV show, Vice Principals. And I think that's on HBO. I'm not sure what it's on, but Vice Principals, she plays like a principal or something like that in the TV show. But she's actually really good in that show too. Moist Aries, he plays one of the patients in the movie. He's actually a Disney actor. This guy was in Hannah Montana. He was in a Selena Gomez show about magic, wherever the hell that show was. He was a voice in Despicable Me. He's in Nacho Libre. And this dude, he has an interesting background. Like, I was reading about this cat, and he's cool with Jaden Smith and Willow Smith, and just the Smiths in general. He actually directed Jada Pinkett's music video for her rock band. This is back when Jada Pinkett had a rock band,
and she was trying to take over the industry. Like, I'm be the female black Jimi Hendrix, jibber jibber. Well, not like Jimi Hendrix wasn't black, but I'm just saying. She's like, I'm gonna be the female Jimi Hendrix, yeah. And then it didn't really work out, but
he somehow got in there to direct one of her music videos. So this dude is cool with the Jenners and all types of people. So interesting cat. His background is crazy. He's been in a lot of different things too. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, this movie, man, this movie was deep. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't want to see the movie. Like, my girlfriend, she was, when the previews came out, she was like, oh, we gotta see this movie when it comes out. And I was like, no, I want to see this. This I'm sick in the hospital and in love and
I don't know when my next book, book type movie. I was like, I don't want to see this, but
I went and checked it out with her, because, you know, she's, you know, it's, you know, it has been time and stuff. And the movie, I will say, it wasn't bad. It was just too damn long. Like, it wasn't like I got what was going on. Like, okay, I understand the story, what the game is in the movie. He's sick, she's sick. What are we gonna do? Okay, let me tell you summary. Summary of the movie is 17-year-old Stella. She spends most of her time in the hospital as a cystic fibrosis patient. And her life is just full of routines, boundaries, self-control, and she's just trying to test out of this program. She's trying to get new lungs in this hospital program. And she meets this guy, Will, who has this impossible, he has this bacteria in his body that is very contagious to other people with CF. Now, if you don't know this, but if you don't know, CF, you can exchange bacteria with these people back and forth. Like, if you have CF and they have CF, you have a certain bacteria, you can transfer that over. You can kill each other. And now the bacteria that he had, the male Will in the movie, he could kill anyone else with CF. He basically had like the kryptonite. He just weakened everyone else. He was like this virus walking around. And she basically fall in love with him. And the whole story wraps around that, because she's trying to help him, because he wants to end it, because he realizes that there's no real hope for him. That's what he feels. He's in this program at the hospital, and they're looking for a lung for him and trying to see if these tests work out. They're taking these pills. They have this pill regimen. They have like a whole cart of pills, and nurses are checking in on him. They have this vest that vibrates your body, and it vibrates the mucus out of your body, so it vibrates, and then they just cough this mucus up into like a bucket or something like that. So it's pretty disgusting. So that's the basis of the movie. And it was, I said in the intro, it was life-changing, because it just showed how fragile life is. I mean, because I think about, like, me and my lady, we saw together, obviously, and me and her have been doing really well lately. And before the movie, we just kind of just realized, we argued every now and then, and we were just going back and forth on just simple shit. And we're just looking at each other like, you know, life is very fragile, and these meaningless arguments are just taking time away from good times that we could be having with each other. And watching this movie, it was just like, man, like, these two cats, they had a short amount of time on this earth. They didn't even know how much time they had on this earth. They knew it was limited. Let's just say that. They knew their time on earth is limited, and they're just spending every day just doing the best they can to stay alive. Especially Stella's character. Stella, she was just like, I'm just gonna fight. And her backstory was crazy. Like, her sister is, she was an adventurous person, and she died because of it. She died, like, cliff diving or something like that. And she was, her sister felt like she had to live for her sister Stella. Like, her sister was going out there doing skydiving, doing all this crazy stuff, and she would send videos to Stella while she's in the hospital showing her all the crazy stuff she's doing, and she would always give her shout outs, and it was like she was living for her. And it's like, and then she died in because of it, because she, you know, went a little too hard, and she landed wrong and broke her neck, like, on some cliff diving situation in the movie. And, you know, that tore her up. That tore Stella up. So she felt like she had to survive because everyone felt like she was going to die before her sister, but her sister ended up dying before her. And her sister didn't even have CF. So that whole dynamic, that backstory was dope. I like that. I like how she had this big amount of pressure on herself to live. That's why she was so organized in her regiments and so on top of herself to get it done. And Will was the total opposite in the movie. He's just like, hey, you know, you gotta die someday, fuck it. Like, he just didn't care at all. So, you know, watching this, it just made me realize, man, how lucky I am and how lucky a lot of us are that we don't have to deal with something like CF, you know. And, you know, good vibes and all prayers go out to the people that do have CF who may be listening to this. Like, man, this really put me onto it. Like, I didn't even know about CF until I watched this movie. Now, is this movie a true story? Not really. No, it isn't, actually. It's actually based on a conversation from the director, Justin... What's the dude's name? Justin Baldi?
See, here I go with the names again.
His last name is B-A-L-D-O-N-I. Baldi. Justin Baldi? I'm just gonna call him JB. Anyway, JB, he had actually, this is the guy from Jane the Virgin. He plays the love interest in Jane the Virgin, the tall dude, dark hair. He's in that. He had conversations with a YouTuber by the name of Claire Wineland, and she's the one that the movie is based off of. And she appeared in a documentary on CW Network called My Last Days, and she had a bunch of, like, YouTube clips of just her talking about her day-to-day struggle or day-to-day regiment and things in the hospital, things she was dealing with, epiphanies that she had. She has, like, a foundation and everything. And JB, he promised, like, if and when she died, that he would keep pushing her her foundation along, which he has been since then. But she has died, and this whole thing is about her. It revolves around her story. Now, the love story part of it is not part of her life. It's actually a part of another story. Two other people that dealt with CF, a girl named Kate Prager and a guy named Dalton Prager. These two, they both had CF, but he was the one that had the bacteria, just like Will in the movie. And they attempted to, I mean, even the doctors told them that they can't be together. They fell in love online or something like that. And no, they actually fell in love online, not something like that. I actually did the research on this. They fell in love online. And even though they weren't supposed to be together, these two cats got married. They got a house together. And, you know, their health was declining, but they just said, fuck it, you know? We're in love. Why sit in a room and be depressed and say, oh, I wish I could love somebody? And you got somebody that wants to love you, love them. Forget it. Go for it. And they just go full in. Marriage, house, all that stuff. And then they get these lung transplants that they have complications. They both had complications. Dalton ended up dying at the age of 25, and Kate died 5 days later at the age of 26. Ooh, a lot of death in the backstories of these the people that they base this movie off of, and it's very sad. And in seeing these love stories, man, and it's like, just, I feel like we're all basically damaged. Be honest, I'm damaged. My chick is damaged. People, everyone is fucking damaged. I mean, you don't trust anybody. I don't even trust people. I don't trust the world at all. Even when I'm in my apartment by myself, I'll go in the bathroom and lock the door. And nobody's in the apartment. I'll lock the door, and I got a knife somewhere in the medicine cabinet, just in case shit goes down. Why? Because I'm fucking damaged and I'm crazy.
Wow.
There are people out there, I know you guys lock the door before you go in the bathroom. Think about that. Why are you locking the door? You're like, I'm not going to get killed on the toilet. Like, somebody might come in and see me peeing and try to stab me. But yeah, we're very untrusting people because we've been through so much shit. So when we end up in relationships or in friendships with people, we double, triple, don't trust people, and we make them go through this whole trust process to bring these walls down. And it's all, and also we do this power shift thing. I know I've done it in the past in relationships, like, oh, she thinks she can just tell me what to do. I'm not going to let her tell me what to do. And then she's like, I'm not going to let him hold me down as a woman and women rights. And men are like, I got rights too. And it's just a whole back and forth between you and your woman, or you and your friends. Or I want to be the leader. I want to be the alpha.
Dude, just fucking live.
just live. Just live, have fun. You know, somebody disrespects you, smack the shit out of them. This movie, I was just watching it, and I'm like, yo, these cats have limited time. They have no time to be arguing over dumb shit. Like, me and my chick, we be arguing about some dumb shit sometimes. You look at each other like, did we just argue over a rubber band? Like, no, the rubber band was on the table. No, it was on the floor. I saw it on the table. And it was some dumb shit like that. That wasn't a real argument. But we've had simple arguments about shit like that. And arguments with your friends. You're feuding with your friends over some bullshit, some money or whatever the fuck. It's like, life is really short. I know we say that all the time. Like, oh man, life's short. You know what I'm saying? YOLO. But honestly, it is. And watching these people with CF dealing with their life, this is kind of this view of what it's like living in a hospital and getting this treatment. And also think about how much money these cats are spending, man. Like the tests and just being in the hospital. You know, the hospital lane, they don't care. They care, but they don't really care. Like, they care if you have the money or if you can be a part of a program they can experiment on you with. Like, let's give him these pills to see if it works. Oh, nope. Now he has a frog leg. All right, let's flip it. Like, they give a shit enough to experiment on you and if you have the money. Like, that's pretty much it. So it's very expensive dealing with a disorder like this or any disorder that you're dealing with in the hospital. And these cats are just, man. I will say, it was a good movie. It was pretty good. It had me throughout the movie. I would say the love story, the things that he did for her were real. It wasn't like some shit where he had like baby giraffes with tap shoes on, humming a Boyz II Men song. Giraffes singing Boyz II Men. Close your eyes, make a wish.
Was that giraffe tap dancing and singing Boyz II Men?
Oh my god, he really loves her. It wasn't anything outlandish like that. I mean, he did some stuff like, for example, there was a picture that he saw in her room that her sister had drew for her, you know, before she had died or whatever. She drew this picture of her lungs, but she did it like really creatively, right? And Stella, she had to go into surgery because she had like an infected, she had something that was infected with like a tube that she had attached to her. And she was very scared about it. So what he did was, like the, I think the night before or as soon as they pulled her out of the room, he went in her room and then took the picture and then put it on the ceiling of the of the room that she was having surgery in. So when she was in surgery and she was scared, she kind of looked up and then just happened to see the picture up there, and it, you know, it eased her mind. Like little shit like that, like oh, it made me say, oh man, that was nice. That was a nice thing he did. You know, little small things, but they were like real things that a romantic would do for another, for, you know, for his woman, or just romantic people do. Little small shit like that. It was real shit. And I was like, I could appreciate that. Because I hate it when movies go over the top and they have somebody, I'm not going to even describe another crazy thing. Like giraffes tap dancing, singing Boyz II Men. You're like, dude, who the fuck, who does that? So it was very real in that sense. And the scenarios that they put them in, they were all real. And it, I liked the realness of it. I like how grounded the movie was. It wasn't, it didn't take to this magical love. It was like a very threatening and very scary love that they had, because they could kill each other. No, he could kill her with the bacteria that he had. And it was, it made me think a lot. But like I said in the beginning, the shit was too long. It was longer than I needed it to be. It was like, okay, they got it. They're both in love. What happens now? It was like, they're in love. Now this happens. Now they're having a birthday party. And now this happens. And now this. You're like, okay, god damn, I get it. They're sad. They're sick.
Let's move it along.
Yeah. I recommend it. I recommend this movie. It's a nice love story. Nice love story. And yeah. I definitely recommend it. Check out Claire. What was her last name? Claire Wineland. Check out the Claire Wineland Foundation. I'm not in any way connected to them in any way, but I know they have some cool t-shirts I saw online. And I'm probably gonna cop one, get a hoodie or something like that. You know, just support. Cause it made me feel something, man. They got me. They really got me. I don't know if that was the motive of the movie. Let's get them to watch the movie, fall in love with the movie, and then they'll buy our hoodies and t-shirts. I don't know. But Claire Wineland, she has a foundation for people with CF. And, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, like I said, I'm in no way connected to these people or what's going on with them. But, hey, I mean, if it supports that, if by me telling people about it supports whatever cause that they're going for and how whatever money they're trying to raise, hey, go check her out. Claire Wineland, her foundation. And that's about it. I don't have anything else to say, man. I hope this episode wasn't sad. I hope I was very informative with this episode. I organized it in my mind as much as I could to be like, okay, let's talk about this and that. Put my emotions in and then dibba dibba da. So, yeah, I think I really accomplished that. That's it. Thank you for checking me out. I want to check out Hotel Mumbai. I'm going to see if I can check that out today. It was a very slow movie week, as you can see. This is 5 Feet Apart is an old movie. 5 Feet Apart, the title. The title basically is they had to stay 5 feet apart because of his bacteria and he could kill her. Da, 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 da. So it's 5 feet apart. It's actually for CF, it's 6 feet apart. But she said in the movie, which was so empowering, she was like, CF has been stealing so much time and so much from me. I want to steal something back. And she said, I'm going to steal this 1 foot back and make it 5 feet apart. And I was like, oh, that's profound. But also,
bitch, you can kill yourself. There's a reason it's six.
You just don't steal a foot and be like, yeah, I'm empowered. No, that's not how it works. You are going to kill yourself. But, you know, in, you know, the movie, I guess it worked out for film. But in real life, CF patients, please, 6 feet apart. Don't do the five. Like, yeah, I'm in love. I'm going to do five. You know what? I'm going to do four. No, stop. And that's one thing. Oh, let me go back real quick. I'm going to end it real quick. But that's one thing I noticed in the movie. They kept teetering with that, with the spacing. Like they would be talking to each other and sometimes they would get too close to each other. And I know the audience was like, I felt the audience in the room. They were like, oh, they're getting too close. Oh, it was like this. Oh, shit. Like you realize the importance of the distance. And once you realize the importance of the distance, because they did a real good job of laying that out in the story, like the importance of them being apart, like they cannot be together like that, because they could kill each other, or he could kill her. And every time he got too close, or he did something, or she was crying, he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, let me," and she's like, "What are you doing?" And she would back him. People in the audience were like, "What the fuck are you doing?" So they did intensify that every time in the movie. So when you watch it, or if you watch it, that's one thing that happened that was real funny. Like every time he got too close, everybody in the audience was like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 man, what the hell is he doing?" But anyway, like I was saying, I was ending the podcast. Definitely check me out on Minions Movie Pass, MM Pass 3000 on Instagram. Check out my personal page, mhart 3000. As my personal page, and I think that's it. Don't have much else to say. Like I said, I appreciate you listening as always. And hey, man, don't take life for granted. You know, I'm not some preachy guy like you need to be. I'm just not that person to be telling you what you need to do with your life. But think about it. Think about, you know, people that have these crazy diseases, man, and what they're going through in the hospital, and you just out there, you know, walking down the street, texting, eating a slice of pizza, chilling. You know, be grateful. That's all I got to say. Be grateful. Get your money. Have a good day, good night, good afternoon, whatever it is, whatever time zone you're in. And thank you for listening, man. Love y'all. I'm out.